Flatheads were holding court at the diner the day after the FDA approved the women's new sex drug. Lined up like an ad for an automobile museum, their Nashes and Oldsmobiles, Packards and Pontiacs gleamed in this summer's endless sun. Torque the Wrench Anderson was musing over his Santa Fe omelet how life was going to be nitrocharged from here on out. "I may have to start jogging again," he declared to the assembled geriatrics, "just to keep up with the misses." Randy, who once owned the Josiah Body Shop before he sold it and retired, put down his second cup of decaf coffee and shook his head sadly. "After my last heart attack, I decided to slow down on the bedroom. Too much stress on my ticker." Freddie howled from the next table. "I bet Cindy thought her prayers were finally answered." Randy closed his eyes and nodded. "I don't think the pink pills are for her." Brenda breezed through the back room about them with a coffee pot. "What do you think, Brenda?" Joey asked when she poured him a refill. "Gonna be a big run on that women's Viagra?" Brenda stopped, all eyes on her as if she were the Dr. Phil of the women's health movement. "That depends, I guess." "On what?" Freddie asked, holding out his empty mug, big grin on his. "If you're hoping a little pill is gonna make you old farts look good, I got some bad news for you boys. You're expecting a miracle. It's like those cars outside there. They're waxed up and ready for show, but you know and I know what's under the hood isn't much." Ralph said, "Ouch, Brenda, that's kind of cruel." "Sorry," she laughed, "but you did ask." She held the coffee pot up. "More octane, fellas?"